Hello, everybody. Amy Robinson here, and thank you so much for joining the podcast today. We have a very special guest who is looking forward to visiting with you as well. So today I am joined by Lillian Silva, Genomics Manager of LATAM. Lillian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me, Amy. I appreciate it.
Of course, we've looked forward to this. So let's go ahead and just dive right on in. So right now, we're at the end of July, and we just had a great week of meetings and celebrations with our teams and celebrating an amazing FY26. So there's been a lot of excitement this week. So we're excited to be able to visit with you and learn more about the LATAM region. So let's go ahead and start with that. Lillian, tell us about the LATAM region and the leadership team.
Absolutely. LATAM is one of the most diverse regions in our business, I can say this way. Every country has different realities, different production systems, and different customers' needs. But what I'm most proud of this is what I have learned to how to work it as one team with our customers. I'm glad to work with outstanding leadership team. Thiago leads Brazil, Candida leads Mexico and Central America, Santiago leads Andean region and all the countries that are included on Andean region, as for example, Colombia, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Peru. Christian leads South Cone, that is included Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Chile. Each one of them brings different strengths and experience, but we all share the same goal, helping our customers make better decisions through genomics. Today, when I think about LATAM, I don't think about four different regions anymore. I think about one team working for the same purpose.
Well, that's beautiful. You have an incredible team, and you have certainly mapped out the road to success. So, congratulations to you all.
Thanks, Amy.
Of course. So, talking about congratulations, a big high five on an incredible FY26. So, Lillian, tell us what made FY26 so special for you and for your team?
I think that fiscal year 26 was special for many reasons. Of course, we had a very strong business year. We grew 35% compared to the previous year, fiscal year 25. We finished 15% above our budget, and we have been very proud of those results for sure. But being honest, when I also looked back, the numbers are not the first thing I remember, being honestly. I remember most is how the team came together. This was also a year of preparing for our transition to Zoetis while we continue to support our customers every single day. That required flexibility, collaboration, and also resilience from all the team. For me, the most special part of fiscal year 26 wasn't what we achieved, the numbers, but how we achieved it.
That is very well said. And I think right at the heart of that, like you said, it's the people, it's the team, and it's the team that work together to make it a success and make it a stronger year than ever. So that's incredibly special.
Yeah, it's true.
And we've had the great fortune of being able to work closely with Pedro, and we continue to be blown away by the level of creativity and the marketing efforts and the events. And it's really wonderful, all of the great work that is being done and the team that has been built. So let's go ahead and dive into maybe a summary of the year. So what made FY26 so impactful?
Give you like just highlight points about the region. I can say that, for example, in Mexico, Beirut was driven by dairy products, particular Identity Merit and A2 milk testing. Also, we expanded our business on chip business through a partnership that we have with the Mexican Association. In the region, for example, we reached the important milestones, expanding our partnership with the main association there, Associebu. Also adding new breed in our agreement with them. We also increase our identity dairy business through distributors, partners that we have it, also introducing new service as gear evaluation in Colombia and also H2 testing there in the region. In Southcon, our focus was on customer expansion through new breeds association on board, increasing also our presence in Paraguay with some cooperatives and expanding our chip business through a new partner in Patagonia. In Brazil, I can say that remain our largest growth engine with exceptional performance across multiple species. For example, dairy grew around 38% through a strategy partnership with AI companies in the dairy industry. Beef revenue increased around 31% from previous year, driven by upselling existing customers, also expanding parentage testing. And I can also add winning back customers from competitors. We also grow with an important amount, more than 50%, actually more close to 60% from the previous year, our porcine business in Brazil. So looking back, these achievements weren't the results of just one product or just one marketing or just one initiative. They were the outcome of strong partnerships, customer trust, innovation, and above all, a commitment team working for the same goal. That's what makes me mo most proud. And what not just the numbers we activate, but again, how we activate them as just one team together.
Very, very wise words from a great leader. It's to see the growth and to hear the stories behind what's made such an impact. This is remarkable to hear, and we know that there's a stellar team that has joined forces behind it to make it all happen. So thank you for sharing that exciting impact for FY26. So as we look ahead, and we're already starting off FY27, and the time is certainly flying by quickly, but tell us about your vision for the start of FY27.
Yes, sure. What excites me most isn't just the opportunity to grow the business, but it's also the opportunity to build one everything we activate together this year. Today, we know each other better. We collaborated better with each other, and we are starting a new chapter as part of Zoetis soon. We have a stronger relationship with our customers, so we are prepared for a new phase, for a new business, for a new growth. When I think about fiscal year 27, as I mentioned, I don't think that we are starting from zero. Of course not. I think about building one very strong foundation. That's what gives me confidence with the team. I'm excited because I believe that we have the right team to make this business even better. We have the right mindset and also a strong foundation. to continue growing the business, to grow in all the partnerships and relationship we've have it with the customers today.
Well, absolutely couldn't agree more that we have blue skies ahead, and it's going to be a very exciting year for our regions and for our team as we go forward to our new chapter. So thank you for sharing your vision. That's a beautiful one. One last question to kind of conclude, and thank you again so much for sharing your time today, is, well, is there any final message that you might like to share with the greater team?
Yes, of course. And I think that the main mention is just say thank you. So first of all, I'd like to say thank you, Anne, for inviting me for this opportunity. Thank you for all our customers and for their trust. Thank you to our distributors and our partners during this fiscal year 26, and for the partners that we are continuing in the fiscal year 27. Thank you to my leadership team. They are amazing. And I want to say thank you to everyone across other departments, as well as HR, financial operation, marketing, customer support and service, and all the other teams that worked with us and supported us through this journey. Success is like never built by just one person or just by one department. It's built by people working together. When I look back fiscal year 26, that is what I will remember most. Not only the business results, but the relationship we built. The way that we supported one, and how LATAM becomes just one team. That gives me a lot of confidence as we begin this new phase or this new fiscal year together. So thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. And thank you for those beautiful words. We are very fortunate to have such an incredible team and to be surrounded by some of the best people. So, Lillian, you're certainly one of those. And thank you for your time today and for letting us learn a little bit more about LATAM. And a big congratulations to you and to your wonderful team.
Appreciate it, Amy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day, all. Thank you for joining.
Thank you. Thank you.